Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Binibilang kadalimang taon ang mga naninirahan dito sa Australia sa ginagawang National Census of Population and Housing. Ayon kay Chris Libreri, ang General Manager ng Census Division sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, kasama sa gagawing census ang 60 tanong na dapat sagutin ng mga taong nandito sa bansa.
We ask key demographics, age, sex, marital status. We don't ask gender in the Australian census, and we ask other questions then about the household and about the characteristics of people, like, you know, if they work or if they don't work, the type of work they do, the industries, their occupation. We ask a lot of information about culture. So we will ask the language that you speak. We will ask your birthplace. We'll ask about the birthplace of your parents. And we also ask a question on ancestry.
Ang makukuhang population data ay mahalaga kung saan magiging basihan ng gobyerno sa kanilang susunod na hakbang at plano para sa transportasyon, eskwelahan, healthcare, infrastruktura at marami pang iba.
Every major decision made in Australia is based on ABS data and particularly census data. So if you're going to locate something or if you want to review the services in a particular area, you need to know who lives there and their characteristics. And the census supplies that information.
Sabi din ni Jamie Newman, ang CEO ng Orange Aboriginal Medical Service, mahalaga ang data sa census upang malaman kung anong mga serbisyo ang dapat prioridad sa komunidad sa Central West.
We are able to redesign or design additional service delivery or enhanced service delivery by looking at that census. One of the benefits that we've seen from doing that, Matt, is we recently built a wellbeing center that is for rehabilitation, recovery, intervention, prevention for healthcare around people with chronic illness, frail age, people with disabilities, and people who want to be well. So we built it out of our own funds, but we knew that the uptake would be significant.
Para mapangalagaan contra cyber attacks ang data, gumawa ng bagong sistema ang Australian National Audit Office. Ayon kay Census GM Chris Libreri, ngayon meron itong state-of-the-art na sistema na hango sa pinakamataas na standard.
We also engaged the Australian security agencies, notably what's called the Cyber Security Centre, to be with us every step of the way. And one other thing we're doing is actually hiring hackers just to make sure there's anything you haven't covered. Now, you can never say never, but we have put all the protections we possibly can in place. We've built it to the highest standard we can, and we've had it tested to the highest standards we can. So I think people can feel reasonably safe.
Dagdag pa nito, tama lang ang ginawa ng ABS na shutdown sa census site noong Agosto 2016 para maitama ang data ng mga respondents batay sa ginawang state inquiry.
Addresses we have because you can do that by observation, but names attached to the household is definitely a quality element of the census. It also helps us in our checking beyond the census. A name is an important part of that matching process. So, yes, there has been debate. Yes, there was a Senate inquiry, and the Senate inquiry came out with a bipartisan recommendation that we continue to collect names in the Australian Census.
Sabi pa nito, ang data gathering ng ABS sa pangalan at tirahan ng mga respondents ay ginamit para maitama ang data sa record ng gobyerno, maliban sa pribadong datos ng mga ito.
The data is basically encrypted as soon as it leaves your computer, and the ABS are the only people that have the key. So we then process and quality assure that data, and we produce statistics. But we'll never, ever release information about an individual person. In fact, it's against our act, and the ABS has been going for over 110 years, and to my knowledge, we've never, ever breached that act and released individual information.
Nakipag-ugnay ang ABS sa mga industriya gaya ng PwC at Amazon Web Services para itayo ang nasabing bagong census system. kasama sa napagkasunduan ng mga ito na lahat ng datos ay itabilang sa server dito sa bansa. Ang census ay matatapos sa loob ng isang araw, pero sa bagong sistema, pwedeng sagutin ng mga respondents ito sa sandaling matanggap na nila ang instructions sa unang linggo ng buwan ng Agosto. Ang bawat respondent ay makakatanggap ng census number at temporary password kasama ang instruction kung paano ito sagutin. Pwede ding gawin itong online o sa pamamagitan ng paper form. Pahabol ni Libreri, lahat ng mga andito sa Australia ay makiisa o sumagot sa census kahit ano pa ang estado ng visa, maliban na lang sa mga foreign diplomats at kanilang pamilya.
If you are sleeping in Australia on census night, you need to fill in a census form. It's got nothing to do with your status or citizenship. So we will be doing people in quarantine. We'll be doing people in immigration facilities. We'll be doing all of those. We do people on ships. We do people that arrived on planes, things like that. So we try and do a true count of everybody who is here on that night. Everybody who's here on census night should be filling in a census form.
Sa ilalim ng Census and Statistics Act 1905, lahat ng naninirahan dito sa Australia dapat kumpletuhin ang pagsagot ng census. Sino mang lalabag ay pagmumultahin ng malaking halaga.
It is compulsory in Australia to do the census. It's the same as an elections. A very small number of people end up going down the compulsory route. Less than 100 out of 25 million Australians actually went to court last census. Fines are usually in the $1,000 range, but it's imposed by the court. And if you do have a legitimate reason for not being able to do the census, that is immediately taken into account as well.
Maliban sa resultang pagkakaroon ng malalaking imprastruktura na proyekto mula sa gobyerno, ang datos ng census ay makakatulong para matugunan ang pangunahing pangangailangan ng komunidad. Sabi pa ni Jamie Newman mula sa Orange Aboriginal Medical Service, ito ang magiging boses ng komunidad sa gobyerno.
Government funding naturally is based on population numbers in our communities, and all levels of government look at that data so that there is equitable distribution of funds. There's only a finite amount of funds available through all levels of government. Participatory in the census and enrolling to vote is our people's way of having a say.
Kaya panawagan ni Newman sa Indigenous at migrante dito sa Australia para marinig ang boses ng lahat, makiisa sa nalalapit na census.
You participating under the census or the enrolling to vote is a lot more that you can do for our community, our organizations, and our future by just doing these things.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa census sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang 2021 Census website. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josefa Kusanovich na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.